Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Pro Review. Today's product is the Sam Neo 2 Pro Interactive Heating, Sucking, and Vibrating Masturbator from Sfacom. So again, I reviewed one of these toys from Sfacom last week, and it was a thrusting kind of sex simulator toy. This one's a little different. This one heats, it vibrates, and it sucks. So this is more of a oral sex simulator. The other toy I reviewed last week is more of a intercourse simulator because it does like the thrusting. So it's like thrusting into a vagina. This is more like getting your dick sucked. But obviously they go together because, you know, some days you're in the mood for one, some days you're in the mood for another. And I really like these toys from Sfacom. They're very well made. They're a little expensive because they come with an app that allows you to use the toy with someone else. So you can control their toy remotely and vice versa. You can link your toys together, have all kinds of fun. If that appeals to you, then check out Sfacom. That's basically what they specialize in. If you like to masturbate in the comfort of your own home without interacting with other people, then maybe Sfacom's a little bit too expensive for what you're getting because you're paying for these extra features. So if you're not going to use them, you probably shouldn't pay for them. But if you're interested, stay tuned. We're going to talk more about this toy. So this is the Sam Neo 2 Pro, and it has three functions. One, the cap, and the cap takes a little bit of work. This cap is heated. So the heating comes from this cap. It has a heated rod, and it's battery powered. So you put the charge cable in here and it recharges the internal battery. And to turn on the heating, you just hold this down with your thumb and then you'll see the light come on. All right, and it's on. So you don't need to have this actively plugged in to use the heating. You just click it, the light comes on, you can recharge it using this cable, and this rod will warm, and that's how you warm the toy. So isn't that cool? So it doesn't have like an internal, you know, the warming isn't part of the main toy. The warming is part of the cap. However, I haven't seen a cap that had its own battery before. Usually the cap is, it has a thing, you plug the charge cable into it, and then it just, you know, it turns on then. But this one actually is battery powered. The charge cable is just a USB-C, which I do appreciate because I like, you know, you never can have too many USB-C cables. All right, so the main toy, it also has a USB-C charge port. So again, the same cord can be used to for the heater or for the main toy. And I'm gonna pull the insert out just to show it to you. So the main insert, notice there's like a pocket, like a divot cut out of this part of the insert. This corresponds to where the bolt vibrator is. It doesn't go in the pocket just kind of rests along the bolt vibrator. Other than that, it's a standard, you know, has textures in it. It's fairly thick and robust, very well made. Sfacom make very good stuff. If I look inside the toy, this thing right here, this thing that kind of sticks up, that is the bolt vibrator. It's built into the toy. So a lot of bolt vibrators for these sorts of toys are on like some kind of a wire, usually a corded wire. This one, it's mounted into the toy itself. And like I showed you a minute ago, the insert has a pocket that goes around the bolt vibrator. So to put this together, just make sure that the pocket is lined up to where the bolt vibrator is, put it in, and you just fit it in through the lip, and that's it. See how easy that was, even with my gloves on? All right, to turn it on the bottom, there is a power button. So one thing to note, when you turn the power on, while it's flashing, it's connecting to the app. All right, so now it's connected to the app. So I can control this manually or I can control this through the app. So it may be hard to see. There's a button on this side, there's a button on this side, but they're kind of worked into the rubber. One of them is the vibrations. So this is the vibrations. You can hear the vibrations going. It's pretty powerful. The vibrations are very powerful, much more powerful than what you'd expect. But at the end of the day, it's just vibrations. And then the button over here activates the suction. So it's kind of your, you can hear it. Here, let me see if you can see it. Sometimes you can see the suction. There you go, look at that. See inside the toy? It's like tightening and loosening. So what this simulates is like when you're getting your dick sucked you know, the girl's throat kind of clamping down on your dick, sucking you deeper. That's what this is simulating. And this is really powerful. It may be hard to communicate this, but anyway, yeah, this is, the suction is good. In fact, if I just put this down, it will suck, it'll suck it down onto the desk. But anyway, so, all right. Now, I'm gonna show you the app. All right, so here's the app. All right, so I'm gonna show you two modes. The basic touch mode. This one's kind of a little bit misleading because when I scroll up, it activates both the suction and the vibrations. So there aren't two things. It's just suction and vibration together. That's a little bit disappointing. However, if you go to preset mode, then you can actually set the suction and vibration mode separately. So on the top, you have suction mode. You could select the mode and then select the intensity. All right, so there's the suction mode. And then you can select the vibrations and you can select the intensity. So there you go. So this is pretty cool. Or they also have what's called extended O mode, which is basically just full power. So this is this full power mode where it's like, basically when you're about to come, this is her like swallowing your cum. It doesn't vibrate, but it sucks. It basically is there to like, when you're about to come, it's like her sucking you dry. So anyway, there we go. We'll just turn all that stuff on. So isn't that cool? So this is the app. And again, you can link this with other users when you create an account. You can link your toys together. You can go into public rooms and have all your toys be public, and you can share your masturbation with other people. If that appeals to you, that's what Svakom is all about. All right. Okay, so that's more or less all the toy does. You know, it's very powerful, much more powerful than you'd expect. In fact, I'm very impressed. Now, let's talk about price. Let me turn this off, by the way. It does have a battery indicator. So when the battery's running low, you'll be able to tell because the number of lines on the battery indicator. There we go. Okay, so now it turned off. Anyway, all right. So cleaning it's pretty easy. I already showed you, take the insert out, you can wash it out, you know, whatever. You can put the cap back in. Again, the cap does have a heating rod built into it. And there you go. It's a pretty unassuming, simple looking toy, but it's very heavy. It's very heavy, robust, and well made. So anyway, I don't really have any complaints about the toy. Let's talk about the price. So supposedly this is $160, but it's on sale for $150. I do have a 20% off coupon code, but that's only going to save you about $30. So you're still talking about a toy that's over $100. So here's the bottom line. If you want to use the app, if you want to masturbate with other people, that's what Svakom is all about. If you don't, if you just want a well-made toy that simulates oral sex, you could do worse than this, but this is fairly pricey. This is still a $100 plus toy, and I've seen toys that do what this toy does for less money. So what you're really paying for is the app and the kind of the smart toy, being able to share it with someone else, whether you're a cam girl or, you know, if you have an OnlyFans and you want people to, like, maybe if they donate so much money, they can control your sex toy while you masturbate type of thing. People are into that sort of thing. So this could, if you have like an OnlyFans or you stream or you do something like that, this could be a good investment. However, if you just want to masturbate, you could save a little bit more money, get a toy that's cheaper, doesn't have all the functions of this toy, if you're just looking for something that vibrates and sucks. However, I will say this. This toy is a lot more powerful than other toys I've tried that are similar to this. It has really powerful vibrations, really powerful suction, so don't underestimate that. If you're looking for something that is a little bit more powerful than average and you're willing to pay a little bit more, this could be worth it. I would say a toy of this quality, absent all the app stuff and being able to masturbate with other people, I'd say $100 is fair. This is slightly more than $100. It's, you know, if you take out the $30 coupon, you're looking at $120. It's not that bad. But, it, you know, $20 is $20, as they say. So if you're not going to use it for the app and being able to share it with other people, you may want to consider an alternative. But this is a very high quality toy, very powerful, and you have the app. So if you want to have someone control your toy remotely or vice versa, this could be something you might want to check out. But that's about all I have to say. I really have no complaints. The toy feels good, very high quality, good functionality, easy to clean. It has, I'm actually going to give it extra points for, it has a battery in the warming rod. I don't have to plug the cord in order to warm it. I can just turn on the warmer, have it charge, have it warm the toy, and you know, we're good to go. And then I can recharge it later. So that's really cool. I've never seen a toy that had a battery in the cap for the warming. Not even with a Leighton. Leighton, usually you have to plug the charge cable into the cap. This is the only time I've ever seen a battery built into the cap. So I guess that's worth something, I suppose. Anyway, really no complaints. So if this is a toy for you, check it out. Now my coupon code is good for the whole site. So like I said, I previously reviewed a toy that has more like a thrusting where it's simulating sex. This toy is simulating a blowjob. So think about the kind of experience you want to simulate. You could get both, of course. You'd save $20 on your entire order. But check out the other toys that are available on Svacom. So they have these toys that I've reviewed, other toys I've previously reviewed, toys I haven't reviewed, but are probably still excellent because Svacom is a very high quality company. And you save 20% on your order using the coupon code in the description. So I really have no complaints. Svacom's a great company. They have their own little niche in the industry because they make these smart toys. So if this appeals to you, check it out. Save 20% on your order. Thank you, Svacom, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.